boundary would be between me and somebody else. If anybody crossed my boundary, for what reason? Did I do something? Did I say something?
My grandmom had a rough childhood and a rocky relationship with her father.
Well, he was my father, but he didn't respect people like he should. He was nasty. He was a rude person, especially when he drank a lot. But he was a hard worker. I mean, he worked for Collins Knightmans. He was a patent maker for rugs. He was always in a cage, which he did fine. He also was with the Manayunk policemen. He joined him and a couple other guys joined their, like a Phillies baseball team, which was great. But when he had drink in him, he was a nasty, rude person. He'd only thought of himself, drinking and smoking this and that. But my mother never saw anything wrong in him. It's not that I didn't love my father. I didn't dislike him. It's just...
She never really did continue what she was saying, whether or not she loved him. When I asked her exactly what boundaries he crossed, it always came back to the relationship between him and her mother. She even spoke about an incident she'll never forget.
But my mother went through hell. But then there was days, I don't know whatever, how many, but there's many times when I saw him hit my mother, and I'll never forget, she was carrying my brother Eddie, and he went through her up against the third floor steps, and I saw that. And I said, I went after him and I threw him down the steps and I didn't give a damn whether he got up, whether he was dead or not. But he was pushing my mother around while she was pregnant. And that didn't go with me. I wasn't afraid of him. And there's many times I pushed him on his side because he needed me. And he lay there and I always said to my mom, don't pick him up. So she never did. She always agreed because she knew what kind of a man he was.
When I asked her to reflect on the situation that she went through, she went on saying that she didn't have any regrets.
I would do it all over again.
I asked her if this experience changed who she was or developed who she is today.
No, I don't think so. Because when I got married, I had a very good man. I had my kids. And I know I would never put up with what my mother did. No way. But I had a good man. We worked together. We went places together. At that time, we only had Tommy. And we always took him with us, no matter where we went.
I also asked her if she had any last words about her father.
So, where he is at today, I hope he's rested in peace. That's all I can say. Really?
I also asked her if she influenced the boundaries of her children to this day or while they were growing up.
I don't think it's my business to tell them whether they're doing wrong. If they don't know that they're doing wrong, hey, it's their own fault. I mean, if they're doing wrong, and if I go up and say to them, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't say this to them, you know, I mean, they can always come back at me and say, why don't you mind your own business? Mm-hmm. These are my children. They're on your grandchildren. They're on your children. So I don't think it would be my place to even interfere in their life.
After the talk about her father, we moved on to present day. I asked her if she crossed any boundaries daily in her life.
Well, if people think that I shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that, tell me. Maybe I am doing something wrong. I don't know.
So do you
but
like
if it? I'm doing something right and you're telling me it's wrong, I don't think that's right either. But as far as people, but people shouldn't look at other people, what they do or they say, because most of them and some of them, they should look on their own doorstep because they might have more problems than what I have or what other people have. And some people just looks for other people for arguments or something like that, you know. But people shouldn't talk about other people. especially they have children. People shouldn't talk about other people's children or family, especially they still have their own. And it's hard.
We started to get in the topic of raising children and how different it was since she started.
It's hard because I think raising children nowadays are hard because a mother and father both have to work, and you don't know about too much about babysitters. And I know grandparents love to watch your kids, but sometimes that's wrong too, because grandparents try to do their best, but then the kids feel they want to do or say things on their own.
She brought up the fact that children sometimes cross boundaries with their parents in the things they do or they say. I wondered if, in her opinion, parents ever cross boundaries with their children.
Sometimes, but sometimes they have to. Because maybe the children are doing something that the parents think they shouldn't do. Or I think the kids, some children, I guess they probably sit and talk with their parents. Even if they talk to one parent, it's fine, you know. But it's hard. It's hard with the kids anymore. Parents should understand. Some parents just goes over and think that they should be the boss of everything, of what the child does. If you see them doing wrong, try and correct them. Sit and speak to them. But parents nowadays, it's hard. But I think the kids nowadays should be closer to the parents. But like I say, a lot of them has to work for a living, you know. And are the kids taking advantage of a lot of them? I think they do. But it's hard to say because you don't live with that person. So you don't really know what the situation is in that family.
Since there are both negative and positive aspects to this entire story, I wanted to know what she thought of boundaries in her life. Were they more for the positive or for the negative?
Well, I think it's positive. Well, I think I try to cross the I try not to cross anybody's boundary because everybody's to each their own. Let them do or say what they want. But as far as me crossing any boundaries, I don't think I did. I think let the people do what they want. Let them say what they want. As long as I'm not in on anything or in any conversations or don't ask me for my advice about anything, or are they crossing a boundary or are they, but who am I to tell them what to do, what not to do? No, I think everybody should do what they want to do, say what they want to do, and don't condemn anybody else. You should think of yourself first. You should think before you even say anything that comes out of your mouth. Leave everyone else alone. Do what you want to do. But your first priority, if you have a family, think of yourself. Think of your family. Don't worry about anybody else. Because I'm almost sure they're not going to worry about you.